NPR.
Hey everyone, Cardiff and Stacey here, and this is The Indicator from Planet Money. So today is Jobs Friday, because the U.S. employment report for the month of March, the jobs report, was released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And normally, you know, Cardiff, we sort of celebrate Jobs Friday, air horns and delight.
Yeah, it's been mostly good news since we started the show, but yeah. Not anymore. Yeah.
No, this was not a normal Jobs Friday.
Right. And so we are going to focus on jobs today, but not on the March jobs report, because the data for the March jobs report was collected during the second week of March. That's normal. That's how these reports are usually, you know, put together. But it means that the report does not reflect the massive number of layoffs throughout the U.S. economy that have happened since then. Now, it was still a bad jobs report, ending 9.5 years of jobs growth, because even at the very beginning of March, businesses were already starting to lay off their workers, but it just doesn't capture the utter economic catastrophe that we've seen in the past 3 weeks.
That's right. So today, this Friday, we're going to bring you our indicators of the week related to jobs, unemployment. And what we're going to look at is a couple of things. Number one, just how fast the economy has turned, how big the change has been, especially in the labor market. So, Cardiff, what is your indicator for the week?
So my indicators from this week are indicators from a lost world. So you could start by looking at the unemployment rate, where, you know, in the past couple of months, the unemployment rate was down around 3.5%. That's close to the lowest it had been in about half a century. Now, we don't actually know what the unemployment rate is just yet because we don't have all the data. That'll come in the next jobs report, but it is probably somewhere up around 10%, possibly even higher, you know? And so I was kind of looking for indicators that reflected how quickly the mood of the country itself had changed.
Yeah.
And here's what I found. At the beginning of February, which is just a couple of months ago, Gallup, which does polling, released its Mood of the Nation survey. And check this out. Back then, about 90% of people were generally happy with their personal lives, and 3/4 of the population thought that they were going to be better off financially a year from now. In other words, there was just an astonishing optimism throughout the country.
That was like 8 weeks ago, to be clear. That was 8 weeks ago.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was. Yeah. It feels like a lifetime ago, but actually it was just a very short time ago. And Gallup just now released a new poll in which it found that 58% of people think we are either in a recession or a depression now. So the majority of people now already believe that we're in a downturn, and they're almost certainly right about that. But there's something kind of devastating to see how quickly that changed. But also, it sort of gives us a sense of what we should aspire to go back to someday. We shouldn't forget that. We should keep the memory, because eventually this crisis will pass. And we have to remember what it was like in the good times, because that is something to aspire to. We really can get there, even though right now we're really in the sort of darkest part of this. And it's hard to remember that. So those are my indicators. Stacey, you've got your indicators for us, and we'll do those right after a quick break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Kohler Intelligent Toilets. With smart features ranging from warm water cleansing to automatic air freshening, Kohler Intelligent Toilets are designed to provide an elevated experience. More at Kohler.com/intelligent toilets.
Support for this podcast comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
So my indicator of the week is 10 million. Yesterday, we heard that in the last 2 weeks of March, nearly 10 million people filed for unemployment.
When I saw the unemployment insurance claims numbers, was the first time I literally started shaking when I saw a data release, because it's just every one of those data points represents somebody who's facing just an enormous life crisis.
This is Heidi Shierholz. She's senior economist and director of policy at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. And, you know, Cardiff, she is an economist. She is a data person. But she said this data, and, you know, normally I feel like we think of data as kind of cold and abstract, but she said this data is just full of emotion. And Heidi says there is more pain coming. I mean, the shock waves of the economic shutdown are still reverberating through the economy. She thinks right now, like you said, Cardiff, around 10% of U.S. workers are unemployed. And she says it's almost certainly going to get a lot worse.
Our estimates right now that were prior to the unemployment insurance claims that came out this morning, but are that we'll lose around 20 million jobs by the end of June.
I mean, that would be like a 15% unemployment rate, is that
yes.
right?
Or yeah, so? No, that's exactly right. That would right be between 15 and 16% unemployment.
I mean, I know that during the Great Depression, I think the unemployment rate got almost up to 25% or so. I mean, a lot of the projections I'm seeing have us hitting 25% or even passing that. I mean, that's really scary. Is that possible?
So much is unknown. And, you know, I am often kind of a pessimist about where things are in the labor market. I don't think we're going to get up to 25 or 30% unemployment. But I do think, I mean, even quote unquote, a 15% unemployment rate is just an outrageous, it causes an outrageous amount of pain and suffering in the labor market.
So Heidi pointed out that there is a bright spot in all this, a real bright spot, and that is the nature of this particular economic shutdown. You know, Cardiff, we are not avoiding restaurants and stores and coffee shops because we don't have money to spend or we don't want to go there. We are avoiding them for public health reasons. So, you know, as soon as it is deemed safe to go back to restaurants and coffee shops and stores, a lot of us will go back and spend money. There is pent-up demand for these services and businesses. And those restaurants and stores and coffee shops will need, you know, to open their doors and get a lot of workers hired on back at once. So a lot of the jobs that have been lost will be unlost very quickly. There's this idea of, I think economists call it, what is it, a V?
Yes.
A V curve? What is the term?
A V-shaped recession. It just means that you had a big dive, that you went straight down, but then you got a very quick bounce back. You went straight back up. And so the length of that whole process wasn't so long.
And Cardiff, you and I have talked a lot about just how long it took for jobs to be created after the Great Recession. Like, the jobs numbers kind of crawled back from that event little by little, month by month, very slowly. And Heidi says in this case, she expects we'll see a huge surge of people going back to work all at once at the end of June, maybe at the end of July, maybe the end of August. I mean, whenever the social distancing ends. You know, and we can safely go back to our jobs and our lives.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We can't really see it now because we're still going down. Like right now, we don't see any light because we're heading down still. But I can be pretty pessimistic about the state of the labor market, but I feel very confident that we will come out of this.
So it is a very, very dark Jobs Friday for sure, but there is reason for hope. There's reason for real hope, I think.
There is, and that's a really great place, I think, to end the show, to land the show. But if you, our listeners, want to hear more about unemployment and more from Stacey and me, the two of us were on our friend Sam Sanders' show, It's Been a Minute, a podcast from NPR, so check that out this afternoon. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and fact-checked by Brittany Cronin. Our editor is Patty Hirsch, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.